Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, welcome to Q&A Selling Online. I have a very good question today from Jeff. Jeff says, you said that Amazon loves external traffic, so how can I get me some of that? Oh, okay, I see what you did there. How can I get me some of that? So Jeff, that is absolutely true. Amazon loves external traffic. Actually, any website owner, anybody that manages, runs, or administrates a website loves external traffic. Traffic is what keeps us online people going. So anyway, Amazon does love external traffic. So how can you get some of that? There's so many ways to do it. Most of these ways are divided in two: the free way of doing it and the paid way. The paid way of doing it. So obviously, if you pay for something, you can get pretty much anything you want if you're willing to pay. Now the trick is getting this external traffic, or getting anything that you were looking for to get. The trick is getting that for free. So there are ways to do it. So I'm going to let you know that all these that I'm going to let you know now have the chance of, you can pay for them, you can do them for free, preferably for free, or in exchange for your product. So these are a few that I actually do these myself. Obviously, anybody that wants to be on the top searches of Amazon, on the top pages, needs to do everything. You need to think out of the box. So YouTube is very important. Basically, all comes down to influencers, right? So influencers can be a person, can be a company, it can be somebody that has mass following as an influencer. So these people that you can pay them to give them shout outs, like Instagram. What I do is YouTube, I find somebody that's not super big. Because obviously, if you're going to contact somebody that has 2 million subscribers on YouTube, they want your left leg. Let's just put it at that, your left leg. That's how expensive it's going to be. But what I do is I find people that are growing, but they're not at the top yet. So now these people can get, they can get 1 million views on a video. It's just not overnight, right? It's going to take them a few months, or some even shorter. Is just that, like I said, the closer they are to the top, the more money they're going to want. So Instagram is the same thing. I do exactly the same thing with Instagram. I try to find some influencers, preferably on Instagram. It is really cool if you find somebody that's related, has some sort of relation with the category of the product you're selling. Let's say, I don't know, if you sell diapers, preferably you connect with somebody that is a baby lover, or all their Instagram page is all about babies or diapers or paternity, you know, mommy network, all these kinds of groups that are out there. And talking about groups, it brings me to Facebook. Facebook, awesome tool. If you know how to use Facebook, it could be your biggest ally. But it could also be your biggest enemy if you don't know how to use it. Now, the best way to use Facebook is obviously the free way. When you go, you join groups, and you're going to contact the admins of these groups. But you don't want to be spammy. So what you have to do is, when you're going to join these groups, you stay there for a week or so and give them value daily. These people, there's people that are asking questions. I don't know, it all depends what group you are in, what group you're joining. But if somebody asks a question, you answer this question without, try not to have sarcasm. You can be funny, but try to give them value. Give value, give value, give value. Make sure you get noticed. And now the people have noticed you, and they know you've been there for a while, and you give some value. Now you contact the admin and you let them know, by the way, I love this group. I'm so excited to be part of this group. I decided to and this sounds a bit, make it sound a bit random because you love this group and the people, you decided to give away some of your product. I'm the manufacturer of X product. I want to give away 10 units to your audience, is what you tell them is your audience. And obviously, they are his or her audience. So you tell them, I want to give away 10 units of my, X-Acto knife, whatever product you want to give away. So I'm going to give away 10 X-Acto knives to your audience. If you want, I'll send you one as well, just because these are great quality, blah, blah, blah. And I'll let you decide who's going to win the knives and how. Let me know, then we'll get in touch and decide something, how to send them, because you're going to need the address of whoever wins, that kind of stuff. And then you get Amazon to fulfill it. Actually, sorry, you're going to get that customer to go directly to Amazon, and you're going to give them a discount code. So if you told them the product's going to be for free, you are going to, because you're going to make this work for you even better, you are going to give them the discount code for 100%. And now when they go to buy it, you're going to give them the link, the super URL link. Okay, now that is it for Facebook groups. Basically, you're going to contact the admin, you tell them you have product for to give away, and that's it. Now there's also bloggers, and bloggers are, there's millions and millions and millions of blogs and bloggers out there. So you're going to find a blog or a blogger that has a decent sized following, and you're going to do exactly the same. Tell them exactly the same thing. You've joined that blog, you love that community, you love what they represent and all that stuff. You make sure it's somewhat related to your product or the category of your product. And now you're going to give away the same thing, 100% discount to these people that follow that blog. That's it. So basically, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook groups, and on Instagram, there are people that they want to charge you, and there's nothing wrong with that. Just make sure that whoever you are hiring on Instagram has real followers and that they are engaged. So you have to look at the engagement of these people. Every time they post something that is not, let's say, they're going to post advertising for other people as well. So you're going to make sure you're going to check the comments that are not advertising. And you're going to see actually what these comments say. Because you can follow certain people. And I checked certain ones that had, one had 2 million followers. And when she posted, there was a picture of her, picture of her holding an apple. The comments would be something like, oh, I really love this. The next one would be, wow, is that blue? And then would be 6 or 7 people asking the same thing, is that blue, right? When there's nothing blue in the picture. I made a weird example, but the comments had no relation with what was there. And every 10 people would repeat the same question. So there was thousands of comments, thousands. Engagement was through the roof, and all of these people were bots. They were all fake followers. So that's something you gotta look for. So you gotta make sure that people are actually engaged. I believe the average that you should look at is about a 3% engagement, meaning if they have 1 million followers, they should have 30,000 engagements. I think my math is not the best, but something like that. So yeah, 3% engagement. And for engagement, I believe you're going to count for comments, likes. Basically, that's all you're going to get on Instagram. And then the same thing with YouTube. You're going to do the same thing with YouTube. And make sure on YouTube that your video is, for instance, like an unboxing of something. If you have a food product, make sure that they're going to eat your product or drink your product, and that they're going to have a happy smiley face. Basically, it's like buying a review, right? So you're going to let these people unbox your product. You're going to let them give their honest feedback on this video. Obviously, they're not going to tell you that everything sucks, because you gave them the product for free and you probably even paid them. but do not tell them, hey, make sure you say this is the best ever. Just let them kind of do their thing just so you make it all legal. On Instagram, the same thing. If they give you shout outs, whatever, they want to time it. Certain people want to time it. They tell you, okay, for $50, I'll put this shout out. I'll tag you on this picture and all that stuff. I'll take a picture of myself with your product for 24 hours. Preferably, see if there's an upgrade for that. See if there's a lifetime or at least a weekly. Because after a week, not too many, if this person is posting twice a day, and that's what most influencers do, or they should be doing, post twice a day, and there are certain times of the day where when they should post. If you follow a bunch of celebrities, you'll see what times of the day they post kind of systematically. So when that happens, by the time 1 week goes by, now this person has 14, 15, 20 different pictures on top of yours. So anything after a week, it doesn't matter too much. But try to have your post there if you're going to pay for it. Even if it's free, try to have it there for at least 7 days. So full week. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you have any questions, you can ask me on QASellingOnline.com. This is QASellingOnline.com. All together. Thank you very much.